TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents the Geek Speak Radio Show with your hosts, Henry and Romo. Your top spot for everything entertainment and pop culture, including TV, movies, comics, casting news, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Henry and Romo.
And here we are. Welcome back to the Geek Speak Radio Show. Second hour today. Again, no guests, no, nothing, just us and you. Keep, write down these numbers. 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748. Comments at thegeekspeakradioshow.com. That is the email. What do you need them for? You'll find out in a second. First, let's talk amongst ourselves. 2 weeks we've been on. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Not that we're ending or anything, but it's been fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. I got a lot of emails yesterday. I didn't show them to you guys on purpose because I wanted to give this to you fresh on the air. But we got a lot of emails. If you remember, towards the end, I talked about a little thing we did. Actually, the three of us. Damien wasn't there. But the three of us went to a comic book store in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And I noticed something about Angel and something about Romo.
Yeah.
And you guys remember what I'm talking about now?
That I'm a schmoozer?
No. Well, then yeah, what? That too, but...
But as far as what?
You don't have a significant other, do you?
Oh, no, I don't.
This is Damien.
No, we
what
don't.
What was that? You just touched your stomach like, ew.
No, I'm just... Whatever. Yeah, I don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, and I talked about that on the air. And, again, I didn't tell you guys yesterday, but I got on my email, not the, you know, the comments at Geeks, we got... That's all of us can see that one. We, if you guys send in... Say, hey, you do a great show, you don't do a great show, whatever you send, we all see that. Our individual ones, only we see it, obviously. So I got a bunch of those. Kind of surprised me, actually.
What are you trying to say? A lot of people wanted to know why me and Damien are still single, why they're trying to ask us out.
No, actually kind of surprised me. I didn't think anybody would care, quite honestly. I just threw it out there just because. But people actually do care. You guys are making a connection, I guess. They care about Romo. Because most of them were about you, Romo. Not really about Damien. Maybe one was about Damien, but that was his mom. So.
Oh, snap.
No, but they actually reacted. I didn't get any from any of the websites. I don't know if there are any out there, really, but I didn't get any from those. But I did get them from listeners who have been going...
To dating sites.
No, through this kind of stuff. Not only through dating sites, but through people themselves. And they said exactly what I said is when I start talking to guys, they ask me, let's go to a movie. And they say, let's go see Avatar. And he says, yeah, like I said yesterday, it starts at 7:15. Yeah, what time do I pick you up? And I said, at 6. But then we start talking about, what's the matter?
That is hilarious because I took my ex to see Avatar and I was like so happy. I was like, yeah, let's get the good seats. I paid for it in 3D. I wanted to get the best out of it, right? She didn't even care about the movie. It goes to show what kind of a geek I am, or, you know.
You just started explaining the story, how the comparison to Alien and everything that was going on.
And she ain't a geek, whatever. So she's an ex.
Yeah, but that's why she's an ex. No, but this is what, I got a lot of emails, like I said. The one in particular I printed, so I can read it to you guys. I didn't tell you about this. I'm just pulling this on the air right now. I won't say the person's name. They asked me to keep it anonymous, and it's not Damien's mom either. She does like the show, by the way.
Look at he's blushing.
But all she wants to hear him more on the air. Say hi, Mom, at least.
Hi, Mom. And by the way, all those emails about Romo, that was him sending those.
No, it wasn't.
that was Romo for real. I was with him when he was sending those emails.
He doesn't even know my email. But no, but this is the an email that I pulled about Romo. Like I said, I'm going to keep it anonymous, because this person didn't want me. I'm not even going to say whether it's a he or a she, but they wanted me to keep them anonymous. But I'm going to read it to you guys. I proudly call myself a geek, in capital G. I also sadly call myself alone. I connected and knew exactly what you guys were talking about the other day with your co-host. I don't go on a lot of dates because, like you said, I talk about the directors and scripts and about the CG artists instead of just looking lovingly into my date's eyes. The point of this email is to tell you and Romo, I think she meant you, Damien and Roman, that you should be picky when it comes to relationships. You have brains, use them. You won't be happy with just anyone. It has to be a fangirl. Hope you find a site that helps you with your quote-unquote experiment. If you find one, I know I'll join up. Love the show. And I won't say the name again because they asked me to keep it anonymous.
Did you say he?
No.
Oh. Why, you're looking for a he?
Nah. So why are they single again?
No, we're just joking. No, well, thank you for that lovely email.
See, so you're making a connection.
Yeah.
And honestly, like I said, the other day, I was just having fun. Honestly, I was just didn't have anything else to talk about at the time. So I talked about that. I didn't care. I didn't think anybody would care, really. But apparently they do. Because I counted about literally about 10 emails, not including that one. That one, I thought, touched perfectly on the point of the reason why I brought it up to begin with. And that was, I want to tie it to the other conversation we had not too long ago about geeks and nerds.
When geeks could find relationships and nerds can't? What are you trying to say?
Yeah, I am saying that. Not trying to say. And I think we got a call from a self-proclaimed nerd who said that, who was it that said it? Damien, I think that they're moody. And she said that they're not moody.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I was wondering, could it be that? Could that be the reason why they don't get dates? Because they are moody?
Yeah, especially if you want to play video games with them.
No, get out of here, you know? That sounds like Gollum, actually.
But you know, girls do like guys who treat them mean, though.
What?
Not our kind of girls, though.
Well, what about this? I mean, ladies, do you guys like your guys in front of the television playing video games all the time?
If I could play, too, it would be all good.
But, I mean, because you have to have some more excitement than that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. I mean, I'm not a gamer, but.
Tell you what. Again, let me give you the numbers. 888-463-6748. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. Send in your emails. Call us in. Give us some geek love advice to Romo and Damien over here. But let me give you exactly what kind of, as they would put it, what kind of game they have. Not talking about PS3 games either.
I know what he's talking about.
Angel.
Yeah.
Pretend you don't know them.
Okay.
Sometimes she wishes you didn't.
Invisible Woman, right
here. When it's 11:11. But pretend you don't know any of them.
Okay.
Matter of fact, turn around. Don't even look at them. That might help.
Okay, that'll be
with
fine.
Romo especially. But Romo,
yeah.
You don't know Angel either.
All right.
Somebody set the scene. We were at a bookstore somewhere, comic book store. You kind of like her over there. How would you approach her?
Well, this is just going to be...
Okay, now we know why you're single.
No, this is going to be the reliving how I did it on when I went to the comic book store. Hey, girl, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to know, is there any good comic books that you could recommend for me to read?
Ask the comic book store owner. Why are you asking me?
Well, you look like you were attractive. You were easy to talk to. I just wanted to say
hi. Wait. So you're saying I'm easy?
Easy?
Yeah.
Easy to say hi to?
Never mind. Okay, let's try Damien. Damien, you jump on there. Let's see how you would do
it. I didn't want your number anyway.
Okay. Is that the same?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
No,
same thing.
No comic book store. Let's go to...
Wayne's World. Let's go to...
No, it didn't sound like that.
Yeah, we are geeks. Told you.
We're going to go to setting the scene, Comic-Con.
Wait a minute. No, you can't do it there because you got to yell and... It's kind of like the quote-unquote normal people who like going to bars. You can't really talk there because you got to yell over people and people are drunk anyway. So, no, something else where you can actually talk to somebody.
A bookstore. A cafe. There you go.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, that's going to work. Laugh at it in her face.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. That book looks interesting. What are you reading?
Oh, Batman.
Yeah. Oh, so you're a DC fan, huh?
Yeah, DC fan.
Oh, I love DC. I'm more of a Superman kind of a guy, you know?
Really?
Yes, I like to save the world and save, you know, a lot of lost souls out there, you know, and mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm a loving guy, you know, and I like to save a lot of people, you know, and I like to be saved too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, tell me, what's your name?
It's Angel. Why you want to know?
Oh, you know, just curious. You know, you seem like a very nice person and, you know, I like to get to know you a little bit better, you know, and it seems like we have a lot of things in common. Obviously, DC mm-hmm. Comics.
Okay.
You're almost there. You're almost there. Keep going.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So I was wondering, you know, maybe we can get together sometime. I can get your number.
Why would you want my number?
Oh, maybe we can, you know, read comics together.
Read comics together? Where?
Oh, you know, maybe here at the cafe sometime.
Sounds good.
All right.
You bring your Superman, I'll bring my Batman.
All right. Well, I will save you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, there you go.
You didn't get her number.
You'll get it at the cafe.
Details.
That was good, Damien.
So, I guess now we know. Well, actually, no, we don't know. Why are you still single, Damien?
Well, me, you know, I'm just, I'm doing a single thing. You know, I like being single right now. You know, I'm focused. I'm focused on
his matrix powers.
Yes.
So, and no, that's what I want to talk to you guys about. You out there, can you offer any geek love advice to Romo and Damien? Cause really, I was surprised to get those emails. I didn't think anybody cared, quite honestly, but you guys have made a connection. And so people are emailing me, including the one that I read to you guys there. So if you want to give them some advice, not Angel, not me, actually, obviously, whatever we tried worked for us, but, Romo, Damien, they need some help, really. 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. And I do, that was just one little thing, but I also do want to talk to you, all of you out there, about something else. Again, grab a seat. Let me take a quick break. I'll grab a seat, get some, something to drink and all that, and we'll get comfortable and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes.
Geekspeak Radio Show will be right back. Spoiler warning ahead.
Check it out.
You're listening to the Geek Speak Radio Show.
No one's going to stop it.
On TalkZone.com. Here's Henry and Romo.
And we're back on the Geek Speak Radio Show. Welcome back to it. So we are talking about and to Damien, Romo, our little experiment with them.
I'm on Facebook, changing my status to single.
You got that place thing going, so people can come here and start stalking you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still talking about that Facebook thing. But if you heard it, good. If not, I don't want to hear it again because it was kind of sad the way Romo did it.
I know.
I can actually see why you're single. So before we start, before we go to you guys, Angel, help him out. What should he say? What should he not say?
Well, I just got an email from some to you, DC, from Fresno, California. It's a girl named Francine. She says, "Oh, poor Romo. Maybe we can have some tea and talk about your issues."
Tea?
Some tea. Maybe she's an older woman. You like older women?
Apparently
not
like
that
you.
Old.
Oh, you want some tea, son?
I'm like, no.
Maybe she has health insurance.
Well, I don't know about that. But let's just say thanks for the email. That's all I had to say. What's her name? Francine?
Francine.
Thanks for the email.
Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com if you guys want to send some emails. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. The number, 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748. And let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Alex. Alex, welcome to Geekspeak Radio Show.
Hi, how you doing, Brian?
Fantastic.
Yes, I'd like to say that, Romo, you need a lot of game. You need to work on your talking skills. Sorry, my man, You need work. I see why you're single. And Henry, I just want to say that Henry, I am a Viking fan. That could suck.
You must be able to, because.
Hey, what's his name again?
Alex.
I just wanted to say, email me. We should probably meet up. I need some practice. It seems like you probably have
afternoon tea.
Some tools that I may need. Hello?
Yeah, just like a Viking fan. But anyway, so again, the numbers, 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748, comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. Yeah, I got some of those emails also, people telling me about, because as I mentioned a couple of times, I am a lifelong Packers fan, and they have thrown in my face that they got their, what do you call that thing? Their
what?
Cash for dollars quarterback back.
So
there you go.
Brett Favre?
Yeah. Anyway, so... Enough about Brett Favre. No Brett Favre. See,
he's everywhere. It's all about me. All right, Brett Favre, stay away. This is about me getting a date. I'm a geek. I'm single.
And you're going to have some tea soon.
And I need someone to mingle with.
So give him some Oh, comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. 888 go for it. 888-463-6748. But I did say I wanted to talk to all of you out there about something. Like I said, it's been 2 weeks. It's been fun. And no, we're not saying goodbye. It's not ending. We're going to keep going for a while. But this is your show. This is the reason why I created this show is because our people, we didn't have a voice. Now we do. A big voice. Big voice. But what do you want to hear, really? Not just interviews, you know, because that's pretty easy to figure out who you want to hear from, you know, the actors, directors, all the comic book artists. Justin Chung was really fun yesterday. We heard from Gene Roddenberry's son, Rod Roddenberry. He may come back to talk about some other project he has going on. Same with David Glanzer. He may from Comic-Con. He may come back on and tell us about some more things, some more surprises that he has in store. But besides all that, you know, you get the news of the day. And I was thinking, actually, something that you said, Angel, earlier, that those robots are just going to make people lazier.
Yeah.
I think we're making people lazier, too, because now they don't have to go online and read these stories. They can just listen to us tell them
talk about the stories.
So
yeah.
We're contributing to that also.
Yeah. I mean, do you think people are lazy as far as why I'm single or why people out there are single is because people are just lazy and as far as not wanting to?
If that excuse works for you, you go with it. Go with it.
That's hilarious. Well, I just got an email from... Ooh, Lisa, and she says that, Damien, you have a very sexy voice.
Ooh.
Well, thanks, Lisa, from Canada.
Some behind-the-scenes stuff. Some behind-the-scenes stuff. There are some pieces of equipment called processors that we have in the radio stations.
Yeah.
That's what makes you sound sexy.
Ooh. Sorry. I talk like this on a regular basis.
Oh.
Actually, you want to see what he really sounds like?
Like
no, you don't
want
to do that.
Hey, guys, it's Damien.
No, my voice is deep, naturally.
What was her name? Lisa? Okay, Lisa, I'm going to let you see the real Damien. Here, this is what he really, let me take off the processing. This is what it sounds like.
Hi, Lisa, how you doing?
Let me put it back on. There you go. Go ahead, talk.
Wow, okay, I just got an email from Marvel Girl that says, hi, Romo and Damien. I got to say, Romo, I've seen your picture on the website, and you're cute. But I like Damien since his voice sounds very sexy. Since you like DC Comics, how about you and me get together and we talk about Marvel and DC?
He was just making that up, by the way.
We haven't even put your picture up.
I know.
No, it's up there. Is it?
No, I took it down.
Well...
You're so infatuated with your own
Damien.
Picture, you forgot
from Damien. My picture's up there. Well, what's her name? Marvel Girl?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. She could be my Black Widow.
What? Do you want her to kill you at the end?
Who said anything about killing?
That's what Black Widow does.
Dude. They eat you after they're done with you.
She's poison.
No, I mean, I'm talking about the comic book Black Widow. She doesn't kill people after she... Does she?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh.
That's Tony Stark. He'll tell you. Well, he didn't kill him. She didn't kill him, I mean. But no, but like I was saying, though, show-wise... Send us some emails also on that. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748. We're going to get all kinds of callers, but that's fine. It's just going to be a fun show. Also, another reminder, tomorrow we won't be here. It'll be a replay of, speaking of, the Rod Roddenberry interview, and I think we'll also replay the Unplugged, the video game addiction book. Ryan Van Cleve will replay that also. That's tomorrow because, like, again, I've got some issues that I need to handle. And so I'll handle those, and we will be back on Monday live. But today, call us in. A couple of things. One, help out Romo. Romo especially. Damien seems to be doing okay.
Well, the difference between Damien and Romo is Damien seemed more
Damien's
confident.
Damien's shorter.
Yeah, but Damien had more confidence, and it was, like, cool about it. He was all Will Smith mixed with Jamie Foxx, cool about it. Denzel Washington about it.
Yeah, put him in a real room with girls, and he's like, Urkel.
Did I do that?
And then I come out like Bruce Wayne. I'm like, hey,
no,
girls,
don't even go there. No, don't compare yourself to Bruce Wayne.
Well, I'm not Bruce Wayne. That's Bruce.
Oh, we established that a long
Batman.
Time ago. But Romo, just you're a really cool guy. Awesome big brother. I think you just need to be more confident.
The confidence is there. Don't care about the girls. Really, I just don't care. Once you get your heart broken, it's kind of hard to, you know.
Let someone pick it up for you.
Yeah, and throw it in the river.
Oh. You don't have to be bitter Betty about it.
No,
but... What if there's a girl like Francine who wants to have tea with you and talk about your issues and...
I'm open for that. I don't really...
And charge you $80 a minute for that.
Oh, that's a good one.
But again, like I was saying, that's what I want to talk to all of you out there. Talk to Romo, talk to Damon about that. But also, let us know what you want to hear. Like I said, the interviews, that's obvious who you guys want to hear. But what are the features you want to hear? Is it just the news of the day? Do you want to hear more? Like Angel said the other day, we should do some more tech stuff because we do play with gadgets. And yeah, we do. Do you want to hear more about that? More movie stuff, more TV stuff. One thing I do want to do with you two, especially you, Angel and Romo, is I want to start sending you guys out to movie sets, TV sets, cover conventions.
Yeah.
Bring us back some exclusive interviews and audio from those things.
Mm-hmm.
So we may have you do that. We're in San Francisco. We have, you know, WonderCon. We don't have Comic-Con. That's in San Diego. But we have WonderCon here. We have Ape coming up. David Glanzer talked about those when he was on here. We'll probably send you guys to those. But everybody else, we are on the internet. We are worldwide. We're not going to send you all over the world, maybe. But all over this country, tell us. There's always a convention going on. Justin talked about those yesterday. He's going to be at Chicago, which I think starts today and goes through the weekend at Chicago, Wizard World Chicago. There's some more conventions, more art galleries. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk to an art gallery on Monday here in San Francisco that, believe it or not, I didn't even know about it. It's right up our alley. Cartoons, actually yours. Angel, yeah. She loves cartoons. So we'll talk to some of those. And things like that also. Are there any hidden treasures in your cities like that? Cartoon museums. So here we just have
comic book shops.
Yeah, we just got the Walt Disney Museum, which is over by where Lucas is, by the Presidio
really?
In San Francisco. What? Yes, I just said that. He's not listening, is he? Damien's pointing to the calendar that we have the cartoon calendar.
I thought he was saying, I have a date.
No, not yet. yeah, but things like that. Let us know what it is. Email them to Damien or Angel, and they can call him, and we can get him on here so we can have people go there and see what you guys like, the art, the comic book artists, the anything, really. So, again, get us a call in. Let us know what you want to see, what you want to hear, and also especially help out Romo, Damien, give him some geek love advice.
Yeah.
Tell him how to get the girl, basically.
That's a good one.
Do they have to go through seven evil exes, or you know, what does it take?
Hope not.
So again, the number 888, go for it, 888-463-6748. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. We'll be back. Maybe we'll get in some help.
GeekSpeak Radio Show will be right back. You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Transmit. And now, back to the Geek Speak Radio Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Henry and Romo.
We are back, and so are you, on the Geek Speak Radio Show.
That song reminds me of Ren and Stimpy right there.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Not a lot of joy, though, for Romo. Again, I read that email. In case you guys missed it, where did I put it? Here, let me read it to you guys one more time just so you get an idea what we're talking about, what we started the hour with. This is an email. This is, again, going back to a couple days ago, or I think it was yesterday, whenever it was, when I brought up that little experiment that I want to try with these two. Somebody has a website, one of those dating sites, made especially for our people. Call us in, and we'll give it a try. We'll see if it actually works. We'll try to get Romo and Damien a date with a fangirl.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. So, I didn't think anybody would care or even listen. I just threw it out there just because I actually got a lot of emails. And one in particular, this one, again, I'm going to keep it anonymous, but this one in particular, let me read it one more time to you guys. I proudly call myself a geek. I also sadly call myself alone. I connected and knew exactly what you were talking about the other day with your co-host. I don't go on a lot of dates because, like you said, I talk about the directors and scripts and about the CG artists instead of just looking lovingly into my date's eyes. The point of this email is to tell you and Romo, and again, I think she meant Damien and Romo, that you should be picky when it comes to relationships. You have brains. Use them. You won't be happy with just anyone. It has to be a fangirl. Hope you find a site that helps you with your experiment. If you find one, I know I'll join up. Love the show. Anonymous. So again, you guys can send emails, comments at geekspeakradioshow.com, 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748 is the phone number if you guys want to have some advice for Damien.
Looks like we got an email.
What do you have?
Okay, how you doing, Henry? Romo, Angel.
Hey.
This email is Ashley.
We haven't seen him in like 20 years.
Yeah, it's been forever.
It's been forever.
Yeah.
So it's like 2 years. Well, this is an email from DiscoMatt77. He says that he loves the show and everything, and he just wants to say that this email is not for Romo or Damien. This is for Angel.
What?
Angel, you sound so pretty. Maybe you can fly to my city and we can hang out for the weekend.
I don't fly. I'm an invisible woman.
That didn't rhyme, actually. Angel, what do you have to say about that?
I can't fly. I'm an invisible woman.
I mean, you know, we understand. You can fly, literally take the airplane. I mean,
no, I don't like flying.
You don't like flying? Take the bus.
I mean, take the bus? Who's going to pay for it?
Where's this guy from? He didn't say?
No, he didn't say, but, you know, there's many ways of traveling. You can fly. You can take the train.
You can Skype him if you want. You don't have to travel over there. And what do you think about that?
Now he's talking.
Someone likes him. Someone's kind of like, ooh, sparked some interest in you.
I'll have Damien do a background check first.
Before you do that, let me give you one piece of advice. Go for this one. I'll tell you why. Not seriously, but I'll tell you why. Because is your picture up on the website?
Not yet. I don't think so.
No. He's going on just what he hears here.
Uh-huh.
That's what it should be like. Because Romo, I'll be honest, he goes, like most guys, on looks first. That's probably why he's so single.
Yeah, right.
But go on the brains. That's what this guy is liking about you. The fact that you sound smart, you know, you talk about what we like. Movies, comic books, Batman, all those kind of things. That's probably what he likes. So I would say if you ever meet someone like that, if you two ever meet a girl like that who likes you guys because of what you like the one that called you and said you like, what, DC and all that, that's who you go with.
Interesting. That'd be an easy date, right? Just wait till next summer and we can just have the whole, we can live at the movie theater.
Because last I checked,
is what?
None of us are in high school anymore, are we?
No.
Nope.
It means we're getting a little older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Means you better start going for the smart ones and not just for the looks.
That's true. Because looks do, you know, looks only could get you so far.
Not very.
That's true.
And on the radio, they can get you everywhere because nobody can see you. So again, the number 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. And again, radio thing, you guys know. Somebody tells you, Romo, that you have the face for radio. That's not exactly a compliment, is it?
Actually, they mean TV, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Romo, I have an email from Jedi Knight 86. He says, I really admire your voice and unforgettable talents. If you ever need some help or a friend, I'm your hitch, Carlos.
Unforgettable talent?
Yeah.
Why does that be a dude? I mean, no offense, thanks, but hey, I actually like girls.
Your Hitch.
Hitch?
Okay.
The movie?
Yeah.
Will Smith's movie
I've never seen
Explains
The Hitch.
It.
He's the matchmaker. He plays a matchmaker. He says, basically, he's, good lord. he's offering his services as matchmaker to you.
Oh, I'm good with myself. Thanks,
well,
but no thanks.
Notice.
Family show, knock it off. Wait, what were you talking about? No, but that's what he's doing. He's offering his services to you.
Oh, I see.
As a matchmaker.
Plus
what is
Sith
it?
Anyway, Jedi.
And you wonder why you're still single, huh, Romo?
Because I'm a Sith?
I don't.
Why should I be a Jedi and then embrace the light?
For goodness sakes, it's a username. It's a username. He's offering assistance.
Let me get a little personal.
All right.
With Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get into too many details, not too much information.
Uh-huh.
How did you meet yours, significant other?
In class, radio class.
Yeah.
You just started talking like normal, kind of like what Damien did. And it worked. It wasn't like, oh, I'm nervous or anything. No offense, Romo.
What did he say? Hey, is your flux capacitor flexing?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was just simple conversation. And I think that Romo just needs to learn how to do that. But...
Really? Ooh. Even Damien's agreeing. This is going to be a bad... You want to have words?
No, we'll just play later with the lightsabers.
All right, we will.
And have a pizza summit after.
Burrito, actually.
Oh, burrito summit.
Burrito day. So, again, the number is 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. I can kind of see, actually, honestly, why... Romo is single. You've got a little bit of anger in you. And like I said, I mean, you joke around that you're my Sith apprentice and all that, but don't take it literally.
Oh, I know that.
That's why you're so violent, man.
All right. Now you're painting something that's not true.
It is true. That's why I'm saying it.
All right.
I don't lie about anything on the radio. So right now, he's a really handsome guy.
No, again, like Damien, why I'm single is because I have no time for these girls. I'm focused. I want to do my own thing. I'm dedicated, driven in my own career. And I think now I realize girls are just bumps in the road.
Let me ask you this, like Damien would say.
Distractions.
People who say that.
Yeah.
Not just geeks, but just anyone who says that. Is that really true? Or is that just an excuse that they're trying to make themselves believe?
It's an excuse. I mean, I said it, but at the same time, you do want to have that one, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that you could just have your best friend with you. But, yeah, it's all good.
What? More emails or what?
Oh, no, I just want to say, yeah, and you know, that could be true to a degree, but you know, in some cases though, you know, sometimes you do have a significant other and they can be somewhat of a distraction.
How?
Well, they can take you away from something that you really like to do.
No.
Depending on the person.
Or they could be behind you and supportive. I mean, I was with my ex for 2 years, but again, like,
At the same time,
you can see why there's a little Sith in me.
What did he say? I wasn't even listening. What did he say?
He was with his ex for 2 years and heard, like, soap opera instrumentals in the background.
Because she had the TV on and wasn't paying attention to you.
And so, but she was supportive though, right?
Oh yeah, of course. But again, I'm single, so what does that have to do with it?
Okay, so why did you break up then if she was so supportive?
The career got in the way.
Hers, right? Or yours?
Yeah.
Both. That's right. Both careers got in the way.
Then that wasn't the right one for you.
Nope. That's for sure. But again, on a lighter note, I'm single.
So let me ask you the obvious
He's
question.
He's ready to mingle.
Let me ask you the obvious question then.
All
both
right.
of you. Damien, get close to the mic. But I'm going to have you jump on in a second. But let's start with Loma. Roma, what kind of girl do you want?
What girl? An independent one, really funny one that is, you know, supportive in anything you want to do, is behind you 100%. You could just, like I said, just like a best friend, you could just joke around with, have fun with, you know, be on the same page, supportive.
So Angel.
no,
what you're looking for.
No. Wrong state.
There's no chemistry between us. No, this is, it's a negative and a negative.
Nope.
Which makes a positive.
No.
No, I'm just playing. It's actually more like a negative and positive.
Yeah, when you put those two mangs together, they usually fall apart.
Yeah. I mean, don't take it personal,
Angel.
I'm just
are you
stating the obvious.
And I'm like, what?
She's not even listening to you, really.
I know, right?
She's reading her Batman comic. Damien, jump on the microphone.
Okay, but you know they do say opposites do attract, though, Roma.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
That could be the answer for anything. Whatever. No, I know what you're saying, but at the same time, do I care? No. I mean, you never know, right? Sometimes
I think we're pushing them. He's going to hit us all.
I know. He's going to set a robot.
Give me my
maybe.
Lightsaber right now. Go get my lightsaber.
He's demanding.
I don't demand.
Wait.
All right, Damien, it's your turn.
Get out of the way. Damien, jump on. What kind of girl do you like?
Someone who's good to talk to. Someone who has conversation. And someone who I can have intelligent dialogue with.
Okay.
That's so Denzel Washington of you.
Yeah, but no, someone, you know, who's, you know.
Like a cook for you, clean for you.
So you want a mom?
No, I don't want no mom. I'm not trying to get with my mother. As far as as far as someone else, no. But just someone who's.
Where is the show going?
No. But no, just someone who's, you know, very, you know, cool and, you know, easygoing and, someone who I can talk to and stuff like that. And
this is one big thing. You don't want no one that has drama too, right?
That's another thing too. Yeah. Someone who just has their thing together.
Okay.
That's good.
So, I see some emails came in. We'll gather them and read them in just a few minutes. I'll print them out because my printers, I think, is out of ink here. So comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. You guys want to call in, you can do that also. 888, go for it. 888-463-6748. What do I want to hear? Well, Romo, Damon, they want to hear, help me out. Ask them for a date. You know, who knows what might happen. But what I really want to hear is, what do you all want to hear on this show? You want to hear more interviews? You want to hear more, the news of the date, news of the day that, see, I got date in my mind now. News of the day that we do. Did you guys kind of like what we did today, the news of the day, the tech version though, talking about the toys, the PS3 stuff, all those things, the movies, we're always going to talk about that, more TV shows. Like I said, I'm probably going to start sending, Romo and Angel out the movie sets, TV show sets, and bring us back some exclusive audio and interviews and all that. I'm also looking for all of you out there to let us know, is there a convention? Is there something, some kind of hidden treasure in your city that we should know about? Whether it be a museum, whether it be a rare comic book store. And yeah, they are becoming rare, aren't they? With all the digital comics things that are coming out.
Yeah.
So does somebody have a really good idea? Like, for example, we had, Alan Beats the other day. He started the Borderlands Cafe along with his bookstore, because he said himself that digital comics are probably going to put him out of business.
Mm-hmm.
So is there something like that in your city? Let us know. We'll, email Damien or Angel. We'll get them on the air. We'll get them known and maybe get some more people visiting those establishments. But right now, just looking for that. Just, you know, nothing special today. And again, tomorrow we won't be here. We'll do a replay. So the number 888, go for it. 888-463-6748. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. Let me take a little break. When we come back, I'll read these emails if I can print them, and yeah, we'll see what we get.
GeekSpeak Radio Show will be right back. And now, back to the GeekSpeak Radio Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Henry and Romo.
Hi, we're back on the GeekSpeak Radio Show. Everybody's here still. Again, taking your calls, 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com is an email. Couple of things. Geek love advice for Damien, Romo. If you want to do that, that's fine. If you want to do it anonymously, like the one that I read to you guys when we started the show, you can do that also. You guys have got some emails there. We'll get to those in a second. Hang on. Also want to hear from all of you, again, what you want to hear on this show, more interviews, more news, more what, anything. Because, again, this is your show, the show for you. And I was actually thinking over the break, I mentioned that this is actually what started this dating thing with Damien and Romo. We went to a comic book store here in San Francisco called Mission Comics and Art, Lee Smith. Thanks a lot. Cool little story you have there. They also had a little get together with local artists, publishers, one scriptwriter, I think. And I was thinking, why don't we do that here on the air? Because they said a lot of really interesting things that all of you out there should hear. And especially they were talking about, you know, the big boys, Marvel, DC, even IDW could be considered one of the big boys, even though they're an independent publisher. But still, Image Comics, you're welcome to come in here and just talk, share your ideas, let people know what you're up to. So those kind of things is what we're looking for. Again, the number 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. You can send us an email there like this one. Who wants to go first?
I want to go first.
Okay, ladies
okay.
first.
Okay, so this is for Romo. This is from Ashley from Kentwood, Louisiana. She says, Romo, you're such a sweetheart and I would like to get to know you. I like reading and sweet people like you are. Are you interested? Please email me back. I am a huge fan.
I will take that email and save it and reply to her.
It's Ashley from Louisiana. A little southern girl for you.
A little southern belle. Nice. And you have another one?
Yeah. I think this one's from a guy. His name is CPRE85 from New York, New York. He says, Romo, you just not doing it right. Learn from Damien. He was almost there. Good luck.
Damien God's game. That's a good one.
Obviously, he doesn't believe you do.
Ooh. Well, I got an email, and it's kind of funny. I got this one email from Stephanie 007,
whoa.
And it says, hey, Romo, me, can I be your girl, and can I rock your world?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that's a good one. Thanks, Stephanie, again, but Well, again, I'll say that email and call me.
Are you sure it said Romo or did it say my name?
No, it said Romo. Not Damien. Romo. why? Were you, you're jealous? Oh, no. Like, he's walking away.
Anyway, what else you guys got? Email-wise, I mean.
I got one saying, hey, it's from Little Geek, saying, hey, Romo, I understand how you feel. Keep on doing what you're doing. And eventually, one day, you'll find that one. Thanks, Little Geek.
I got one for Damien. This is from Angelina in Daly City. She says, your voice sounds smooth, very, very smooth.
Sounds like Crystal's morning here all of a sudden. I got one for Damien. I got one for Romo.
What about Angel?
I don't know.
You don't need dates, remember?
Yeah.
You guys do.
Yeah, don't try to, like, change the subject.
Well, you know, Disco Matt thought different.
Wait, what?
What?
Disco Matt, he thought different. He sent you an email.
What's up with all these disco people?
He is in the past. I mean, he thinks disco's still cool. So it doesn't really matter. What do you think?
Well, they do.
Well, what happened, Damien?
Okay, well, I got an email. This one is a Romo. This is Chrissy from New York. Romo, you're so handsome. How about you and I go hang out at the next Wonder or Comic Con? And afterwards, we'll watch Star Wars. Hey, which one do you like? Hit me up, Chrissy.
Well, Chrissy, if you knew who I am, I'm a Sith, and I think Revenge of the Sith is my favorite one. And yeah, thanks. I mean, no more that I can say.
One more for Damien. It's from Tiffany in
Facebook
LA.
Me.
This is for Damien. This is from Tiffany in LA. She says, you're so Denzel smooth.
What's up with him being smooth all the time, right? You got like two emails from people saying
that
he's smooth.
Don't get jealous.
You
have two people that want to email you back. Calm down.
No. No, it's all right. I forgive you, Damien. I forgive you. It's all right.
You what can is take, there to forgive?
You can take all my dates.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, I'll make sure to see him. Yeah. But no. It's just, you know, just you got to be yourself, Romo.
No, it's
myself.
Not working.
Yeah.
It's not working, so you gotta try something else.
That's a good one.
We'll be a good actor.
If Megan Fox can do it, you can too.
Megan Fox?
Acting.
Oh, I see. Why am
Never
I
mind.
Wait,
Never
be yourself.
Mind.
That's the first key to acting
it's
and
not
being
working
on a date.
For you right now.
That well, was a bad example to use though. Megan
yeah,
Fox?
It was a bad. It was really, really bad.
Well, I don't know who to compare you to.
Well, you said
as
acting.
A beginning.
You could have said Tom Hanks or something.
I know,
somebody
but
can
a beginner.
Act.
I know, but for a beginner, for Romo?
Well, don't worry. I got an email from Cecilia from San Francisco saying, do you want to go on a date? Which is cool by me because she's from San Francisco. So, yes. I'm going to email her. All right.
So, you have Ashley. So, who else do you have?
The Southern Belle girl.
Yes, Ashley.
There's one from New York.
You're going to be busy.
Well, that's why we got Skype, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be on Skype, Facebooking them. Well, that's going to be fun. I might have need a Rolodex as far as when to squeeze these dates in. No, not like that. I'm not a pimp.
We know.
Okay. Again, we wonder why Romo is single. We'll wonder no more. So yeah, again, if you guys want to do that, I do have a couple of emails over here. I'm not going to share them with you. Maybe I'll show them to you guys after the show, but comments at geekspeakradioshow.com is the email. I don't know if you guys want to help him. Maybe you think he's just helpless. Maybe that's why you stopped.
I think I'm just a hopeless romantic, right? Or
Could
a helpless be. Romantic.
One of the two. It's one of the two. So what's your favorite movie?
Huh, that's a good one. What's my favorite movie, guys?
You're asking me.
American Graffiti?
Yeah.
American Graffiti? I thought you guys were paying attention. American Graffiti.
To you? No. When did we ever?
Well, that's my favorite movie.
Aww.
What do you got over there, Damien? Nothing?
Oh, no, I'm just, yeah, that's one of the things, too, Romo. You can just talk about some of your favorite movies, and that was actually mentioned a week ago, some of the movies that you like. So talk about that, and, you know.
And then we could go from there and just talk about the whole movies and what they like, and then eventually watch one of the movies, and you never know, right?
Yeah, okay.
But is that all I'm going to talk about, movies on a date?
I don't know. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, what should I talk about? I mean, you're a girl. Give me some advice.
There's movies. You can talk about current events, stay away from politics, religion. You can talk about Inception. That can take you forever to talk about. If she hasn't seen it, go take her to see it and bring her burrito.
Don't sneak it in there.
I'm not going to get her a burrito. No, but I understand what you're saying. Kind of have, you know, get something that's going to spark an interest and go from there.
Yeah.
I mean, really, with what we do, with what we are, geeks, it should be easy.
Yeah, it is easy.
And, you know, like Angel was saying, it's not just movies. It's
music,
everything.
It's music, pop culture.
Yeah.
I mean, trust me, I could talk. I mean, you guys saw it when I was at the comic book store. I could talk. I could schmooze it up with people.
Yeah, he is a music geek. I mean, you can bring up, if you want to show him that you're current, tell him that, hey, you guys have seen the new Weezer album called Hurley, with Hurley, the real Hurley on the cover. And they'll say like, hey, he actually knows music.
Yeah.
So you can do things like that. You know, Damien, he's a big music geek, so it's going to be no problem for him. So, again, I'm not going to say this on the air, but I think we have finally a response from a geek dating website. I'm not going to mention it on the air. I'm going to read this afterwards. I'll make an announcement sometime next week. But I think this experiment, we're actually going to try it then.
Oh, dang.
Let's move forward.
Now I'm scared. Well, not really, but I think it's... No,
the girl should
gonna
be
real life.
But yeah. Here's the thing. Let's get serious about this now. Let me ask you two. Who wants to be the little white rat? Who wants to be experimented? Who wants to be experimented on?
I think Romo should.
I would say me.
Damien?
You don't want to be a part of this?
I'll go after.
Or should we just do both of you at the same time?
Yeah, that's cool.
Double date?
Double date.
No, I don't want his game to interrupt with my game.
You mean you don't want him to take your date is what you mean.
Well, that too. Walk away with two girls. But no, I'd rather just do it separate. I'll go first, and if there's success with it, then I'll let Damien do it.
So, again, I'm not going to mention the website yet or anything about it, but we did get a response, believe it or not. Let me get you guys started real quick. Just, you know, the basics. Tell us about yourself.
Well... I'm on Geek Speak Radio Show.
I think they know.
All right. I love music. I love pop culture. I'm an easy, fun going guy. I like to make people laugh. I like to be entertained. I like adventure. And at the same time, I'm kind of that little bad side of me too. So, which is, that's just being me. I like going out to clubs, dancing, if it's not a club, we could go somewhere else. Enjoy the nightlife. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I love the nightlife.
But what do you want out of a girl?
Oh, what do I want out of a girl?
Money.
No money. Just someone that literally would love me for me just being me, right?
Oh, that's a tear.
See? I know what to say to girls because I could get self-reactions like that and then just like they melt, you know? I'm just playing around. I really did mean that, but yeah, I just want someone
that
can. Care?
I'm like checking out Batman. I'm good.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm not taking things so seriously, but you know.
Where's our producer, Damien? Get over here. Get on the microphone.
Hi, Henry.
Again, you haven't seen him in 20 years.
Yes.
Tell us about yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, as you can hear, I'm a nice guy, very easygoing, cool, and like to hang out, go to the movies, go to the bookstore, go out to, you know, nice music events, and that's just me.
And what are you looking for in a girl?
Oh, like I was saying earlier, someone who has nice conversation, intelligent conversation, someone who's, attractive, whether it be, you know, whether it be conversation wise or looks wise. Someone who's got their thing together.
What?
I wasn't paying attention. Sorry. What was it you were saying?
No, so like I said, that's them. We did get a reply from a geek dating site. We'll make the announcement now, but I will talk about it next week or whenever I can make some kind of announcement. So it looks like this this experiment is actually going to happen. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, you can do it over the weekend. Again, we're not going to be here tomorrow. We'll do a replay. We'll be here on Monday. We'll talk to the Cartoon Art Museum. It's a museum here in San Francisco. Angel's gonna like that because it's
yeah,
has to do with cartoons. So that'll be on Monday. Let's give thanks though for the week. Alan Beats from Borderland Books, he was here. Justin Chung was here from worldfamouscomics.com. And Leif Smith, thanks for inviting us over there. Mission Comics and Art. All those websites are all linked on geekspeakradioshow.com. Everything is there. So again, we're not going to be here tomorrow. You'll hear a replay. We will be here live on Monday, and you can do it over the weekend. Have a great weekend. You can do it over the weekend. The comments at geekspeakradioshow.com or just the website at geekspeakradioshow.com. Let us know what you want to hear, what you think of the show so far. What would you like to hear? What kind of features? Who would you like to hear from? Things like that. So again, everybody say bye.
Bye.
See ya. Have a good weekend.
Damon says goodbye too. Oh, there he is.
Like they can see your hand.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so again, we have a great weekend. We will see you guys on Monday. Bye.